Now, you're going to tell me who you are, first and foremost.
Yeah, my name is Flight Lieutenant Ryan Lawton. I'm the 2017 Typhoon display pilot.
Are you in the cockpit of the one on the display unit here?
That photo just there, I'm not too sure, but yeah, I was in the cockpit of the one today at Cosford.
Now, you're an operational fighter pilot, you're also part of the Royal Air Force Typhoon display team. Both sides are very important. Obviously, you're an operational fighter pilot, but at the same time, when you hear displays like this, I mean, it must be quite a nice feeling to be able to actually demonstrate the magnificence and the durability and the flexibility and the speed and also how agile this little aircraft is.
I think you've hit all the buzzwords just there, actually. That's good.
Any other buzzwords?
No. What's nice, really, is that when we operate this aircraft as a fighter jet, it's quite rare you actually get to max perform the aircraft to its limits and really enjoy flying it. Quite often we're heads in the cockpit, you know, using all the sensors to operate and fight the aircraft rather than actually fly the aircraft. So it's quite nice to be able to do this job and test the aircraft to its limits.
What about operational? Have you obviously been operational as well with the aircraft?
Yes, yeah. So I've been on the Tornado GR4 before this and then with Typhoon for the last 6 years. So, yeah, I've been on operational missions with it as well. So, you know, it's nice. It's quite rewarding to be able to go and do the job that you train for.
The first time I saw a Typhoon fly was at RAF, Farnborough. Was at Farnborough Air Show. And I think the one thing that impressed me most of all was this magnificent aircraft sort of sitting back slightly and cruising down the runway at Farnborough. And I thought, well, and then obviously disappearing into the clouds. Fantastic.
Yeah, so throughout the display, I start from 100 knots right the way up to 600 knots throughout the flying
display. 600?
The full envelope, that's all we're allowed to do. It will go a lot faster, but yeah, we tend to shatter windows if we go any faster.
Top speed going, don't we?
So Mach 1.8 is the top speed, which is about 1,000 miles an hour. Whoa. But you'll go faster than that. That's just the limit we put on the aircraft.
Does that sort of get to your cheeks when you're in the cockpit?
It does. At low level, yeah, you really feel it, actually. You get pinned back in the seat, and you really feel that thrust behind you. So it's a lot of fun.
And I think was very impressive last year was we had the Spitfire and the Typhoon flying together.
Yes.
And I also seen that display where they're looking back out of the cockpit of the Typhoon to the Spitfire. And then the Spitfire was ahead of the Typhoon, which I thought was wonderful. And you sort of thought this Typhoon is going to drop out of the sky anyway. It's not going fast enough.
I had the pleasure of formating on a Spitfire through Buckingham Palace down the Mall last year.
Wow.
And it's true, you're about 140 miles per hour, so you're on the stall limit of the aircraft, and the Spitfire is sort of, you know, quite happy just there. But yeah, that's a lot of fun as well.
When you first got into the cockpit of the Typhoon, obviously you'd been trained to be there, but What was your own particular feeling about being there for the first time?
The first time you get in any fighter jet, really, it's a mixture of, I suppose, exhilaration and nerves, I suppose.
What was the first jet you flew?
Through the flying training system, Tucanos, Hawks, and then onto the Tornado GR4, which are all great aircraft, but I think the first time you get into a Typhoon and you take off with the reheats and you feel that kick in the back of your head and you get thrust forward and... it's pretty special. And the performance takeoff you do where you go straight to 70 degrees nose up and shoot up to 10,000 feet in about 30 seconds is pretty impressive as well.
As a sports car, what would you say it would be?
I don't know, really. I'm not really into sports cars. I mean,
Not into sports cars?
No. I mean, well, I've always quite liked Lotus Elise, I suppose. So kind of, it's, you know, agile, nimble, but a lot of fun as well and a lot of power.
Because we're talking about the Red Arrows. I mean, we talk about the Falun Nat, which was the sort of, I suppose, the first plane that really launched the Red Arrows as we know them today. And they talked about the Falun Nat being sort of like driving or flying a sports car.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, and the same applies with the Hawk as well. I mean, I get the impression that you guys have a lot of pleasure out of actually being part of that aircraft.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Hawk and chat to the guys in the Reds, they talk about strapping the aircraft onto them, really. It's like a little go-kart, I suppose, in the skies. So, that's a lot of fun, that aeroplane to fly.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that if you're only drinking the bar driving a bloody go-kart. But again, I mean, you know, did you ever sort of think about, or were you ever approached, or did you want to ever be a Red Arrow?
Oh, that's a great privilege. I think, you know, it sounds like a great idea. I don't know if my wife would let me do it for 3 years, though. I think 1 year is probably enough for us. But, I'm not very good at formation as well. So I'm all right at throwing the jet around at 9G, but... Yeah, being graceful in formation with other aircraft is a different matter altogether.
So you couldn't be team leader of the Red Arrows then?
No, I don't think so. No. No, I'm not good enough.
But is there a particular art to being a formation flyer like the Red Arrows as opposed to, say, doing what you do, which is very much an individual display?
I think you'll have to ask the Red Arrows, to be honest. I think we fly in formation as a as a necessity more than anything to fly, you know, through cloud in close formation with other aircraft. But what they do is a whole different level. So yeah, you'll have to speak to them. I think we'll have to wrap it up if that's right, so I can go meet some more people. Is that okay?
That's lovely. But no, yeah. Thanks for talking to us. I'm glad you're here anyway. And at least I've had a chance to say hello.
Yeah, no, it's lovely to meet you. Thanks so much.